been a dramatic evening in Mumbai. South Mumbai in particular, top tourist places, top hotels are under a terror attack. This map now that you're seeing on your television screen, the Bombay VT station, the Taj Hotel, a very popular pub in Colaba, and several other places now being targeted by terrorists. We just spoke to the Maharashtra DGP, Mr. A.N. Roy, just a short while back, and he confirmed to us that even as we speak, an encounter is still going on in the Hotel Oberoi. Now, what we can confirm to you, at the moment at least, is that already in this firing that has taken place between the cops who were present there, and many of whom in plain clothes and some alleged terrorists, four people have already lost their lives. But as these flashes that you see on your television screens, they suggest that the casualty could actually increase, because there are several people who are still stuck inside the hotel that we're talking about. Our correspondents have been updating us on all that's been unfolding in this otherwise a very, very busy area of South Mumbai there. But our correspondent Yogita Lima is there. She's right outside the Bombay VT station. Again, as I mentioned, it's one of the most important places of Mumbai, one of the places where you'll always see a huge number of people gathering at any given point of time, irrespective of how late the evening it is. Already, we are being told that the administration has taken a step there. No train is being allowed to either enter VT station or exiting VT station. Yogita Limai is live from outside Bombay VT. These are live pictures that you're seeing. Yogita, describe to us, what are you seeing there right now? Are there people around you?
Bhupen, there are certainly people around me, but we've been here for over now the last 1.5 hours. And when I first came to VT station, they weren't allowing us to go right to where the entrance is, but I heard a lot of gunshots from that area. Understandably, the police moved us from location. We went around VT station to the other side of VT station, which is Metro, near the Metro Cinema. Now, there too, we were standing there for about 10 or 15 minutes, though I know that the battle for the police is not over yet at that point of time. Actually, just behind me, I've heard another blast kind of a sound. Don't know if this is a grenade attack or it's anything louder, but it was definitely a loud sound resonating in this area. When I was near the Metro Cinema also, I heard two such sounds. We've had reports, I've been getting calls from people who stay in the South Mumbai near Colaba.
Right.
I believe on Colaba Causeway, somewhere near the Colaba fire station also, people have heard similar sounds, somewhere near Vile Pale also.
Right.
The situation really volatile at this moment. Can't say what is happening, can't say what these noises are.
Right.
Definitely some sort of shooting and some sort of grenade sounds that we've in fact just heard.
The last train that leaves Bombay VT station, or Churchgate station for that matter, is around 1 o'clock. I know you are at the Bombay VT station where train operations have been suspended, but any word on what's happening at the Churchgate side?
Bhupen, at the Churchgate side too, I'm sure, because so many locations have been targeted. The police have sounded a high alert. There's heavy police presence in this part. All the roads are being cordoned off. People are being warned to stay off roads. People are being moved from all over the place, because really this is a random shooting incident. The eyewitnesses at VT station, for example, said that there were two people with big backpacks and big rifles and they were shooting. So if any of these people comes out onto the streets and there are people around, the risk to life could be great, and that's the reason why I'm sure even at Churchgate station, which is fairly close to the VT station,
right,
also a high alert has been sounded.
Okay, even as we're talking, the information that we're getting now is that the Oberoi Hotel has been evacuated. That's the place where the DGP, Maharashtra DGP A.N. Roy, was suggesting that a live encounter was still taking place. There was a suspicion being raised there that some terrorists apparently were holed up inside. It was also a hotel where almost 1,000 people were either living in or had gone there for various purposes. Let's just see what the DGP said in that phone interview which we just did with him a short while back.
These are some suspected to be some terrorist strikes. In a number of places, terrorists have opened indiscriminate firing with automatic weapons. And in some places, they have lobbed even grenades. In two places, in two hotels, they are still some of them are still hold up. Police, an encounter with police is still going on. In Hotel Oberoi, at least two terrorists are holed up inside. Our people have completely surrounded the place and kind of an encounter is still going on there. In some other places, they have opened fire and disappeared. Some people are injured. Casualty figures we do not have. Our people have reached at all the places. They are responding to the situation. More details we'll be able to tell you later.